you have a strategy for your back-to-school shopping? Kids might want the hottest pair of sneakers or the latest iPad mini, but to parents holding the purse strings, price often matters most. Here are some thoughts on being cost-efficient from Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Charisse, what are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, price is pretty much number one. Families are expecting to spend about $519 on average per student if their kid is between kindergarten and 12th grade, and over $1,300 if the kid's going off to college. And so, you know, you've got to cut where you can. And so they're really looking for discounts. They're looking for bargains. They're comparison shopping in terms of pricing. So that's number one for them. But obviously convenience also matters as well. I mean, sometimes just shopping on Amazon gets it to you a little bit quicker. So there are certainly some families looking in that direction as well.
What's the best strategy here?
You know, I think that it depends on, you know, what's happening with your household budget. It's always a good idea to kind of comparison shop, you know, look at what certain items you need and what different retailers are offering. Some schools and PTAs actually offer these pre-made kits that have everything that you'll need for the next school year, so that's convenient and can sometimes be a little bit cheaper. It depends. We did an informal survey last year, and we found that some of those kits actually were more expensive than buying each item on its own, so you really have to look at the pricing there as well. But, you know, look for discounts, look for coupons, and, you know, Amazon Prime Day is coming up next week, and there's going to be a lot on sale then, too, so check that out as well.
Good point. With these kits, this was the one you broke down, right? And sometimes they're not the bargain that they might appear to be, although they are convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what we found. We went out to a bunch of different stores and we kind of bought the, you know, the stapler and the glue and the paper on our own. And in some cases, it wound up being a lot cheaper than when you bought those kits that were pre-selected. But, you know, if you've got three or four kids, you know, you don't always have time to kind of run around to all of these different outlets.
Yeah.
And so if you have that kit coming in the mail, that can be very helpful.
We're speaking with Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. She's written a piece about back-to-school shopping. All right, so you mentioned $500 and change for the K-12 student, maybe $1,300 or so for the college kid. Is that on par, say, from year to year with typical, I don't know, cost of living adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, it's inched up a little bit. It's about 1.8%, I think, higher this year for the K-12, and around that, maybe a little more than 2% from last year. So it's kind of inching up. It's not any dramatic leap. And I think that, you know, people feel, or a lot of people feel, a little more comfortable about the economy, too. But I think people are always still thinking about budgeting. I mean, you don't want to, you know, splurge on binders and backpacks. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not that different. You know, the kid can kind of personalize it. But if you can get a bargain on something like that, you'll do it. Or you might splurge just on the outfits, or, you know, maybe the kid will want a nice pair of sneakers as a reward. So that's where they might spend a little extra money. But what's supplies, you really do want to try to find the best deal.
Thanks, Charisse. Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.